restaurant.
Sabatino's, the classic Chicago Italian restaurant. I've been going there for decades. I love it. And as we reported to you several months ago, the owners of Sabatino's, Enzo and Angelo Pegni, announced that after all these decades, they're shutting their doors. And guess what? Tonight is the final night at Sabatino's. I was very lucky that I was able to get in before they closed. I was there last night, had a magnificent meal, as always. Such a good time, but it's such a Chicago place. Amazing food, amazing service, such warm, wonderful hospitality when you go there. I'm so sad for me that I can't go there anymore, but I'm so happy for Enzo and for Angelo. And Angelo Pegni is actually on the phone line with us right now. Angelo, good morning. Thank you for...
good morning. Good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you for joining us on, I'm sure, what must be a very extremely emotional day for you today.
Indeed it was. It was a strange drive coming in today. I thought about it, and it doesn't feel real, but yet I know it is.
Yeah.
So it's... one of those things, you know.
How many years now?
41.
41 years.
Yeah.
Now, how did you and your brother, how did this whole thing start? Because I know that you've expanded the restaurant as it is today. It's much larger than it was when you first opened it, though, right?
Yes, it is. When we started, it was a smaller, much smaller place, and... there was not much going on here, and then weeks went by, we always saw an increase in business, and it started getting busier and busier, and so that's which we started. We had one dining room, and then a few years later, in the early 80s, we added on a second dining room, which would be the third dining room that we added on.
Yeah, and now, you know, is just considered, one of the great Chicago restaurants. And what kind of reaction have you gotten over the past couple of months when you first announced that you would be closing?
Incredible amount of support from the people that they've come here for decades, and there's a lot of sadness, and some people say we're happy for you that you're moving on and you're going to be retiring, and I hate to use that word because I'm in a business that I love, so it's I don't even know what but I know it's time to move on, and the outpouring of love has just been incredible, the tears and hugs that we've had in the last few months is just unbelievable. Yeah. Where people just, like I said, with the outpouring of love that we had.
Yeah, it was
emotional because, like I said, I never expected that. I mean, I knew that we were light, of course, because, we were busy. And so, but not to that extent. It's been incredible.
Yeah, it was so interesting and also kind of emotional last night. I had a great meal, as always. People just walking around the restaurant, taking pictures of the restaurant, so they will always remember it. And taking pictures of you with you and your brother, Enzo, to remember this great, Chicago place, and taking pictures with their favorite wait staff, waitresses and waiters and bartenders.
For the last 4 months, it's been that way since we announced it. It's been that way.
So, every time that I've come there, it's always packed, it's always busy, because the food is great, and it's always a wonderful experience. I loved your outdoor, your outdoor areas was one of my favorites, because it was, not right on the street,
secluded.
Yeah, it was a little secluded, a nice little courtyard, wonderful. So everyone's asking, why not just sell the business to somebody else so Sabatino's can continue? You decided to not do that.
Well, we actually tried to do that. Things didn't work out that way. But we don't know. The last chapter is not written yet. We don't know exactly, what's going on and what's going to be happening. So we don't know whether they are, the president or, you know, they had thoughts of, not the president, but, you know, the future, going on and, you know, might keep it as a restaurant, but, you know, like, that's all up in the air yet.
Okay, so that's not a done deal yet, because...
It's not a done deal. No. Okay. The only thing that's done is today is the last day. Yeah, for us. You know, that is done. But the rest of it is not up to the new owners.
Up to the new owners, because there was talk that, you know, they would just tear the whole place down and build condos,
you know, but
all kinds of things nobody knows.
Right. And honestly, to this point, nobody knows really. You know, we'll know more in the next few weeks of what's going to be. But right now, we have no idea.
So talk to me about your employees. I know that many of your employees have been with you there just about the entire 40 years that you've been there.
That's correct.
That speaks volumes about you and your brother and how your employees feel about you.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, they kind of like working for us, most of them anyway. The length of time that they've been here and... But, you know, we told them enough ahead of time, and that was the main concern for us. That, you know, I didn't want to just tell them, you know, 2 weeks before and say, okay, now you're out of a job. We wanted to have them to have enough time if they wanted to, you know, to go on and find a job or whatever. And we tried to help them, you know, locate them in certain places and find some jobs. I said, you know, we have guys in the kitchen that I trained when I was, you know, in the kitchen all the time, full time. They've been here 38, 39 years. I have three guys that have been here over 30 years. Two of them 38, 39. The other one is like 31 or 32. And then, you know, the Teddy, the manager, and some of the servers that have been here, you know, in a number of years.
Yeah.
Like I said, we tried to, and then that's one of the reasons why we decided to do it today, so that, you know, tomorrow being New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, they can have expanded with their families, and
right.
You know, hopefully, except for us, we'll have plenty of them, but for them, it might be the only one. So that's and they were all happy about it. You know, when we kind of asked them at the meeting, you know, what they wanted to do and if they were okay with it. And they were all fine with that, you know.
Yeah, and you told me last night also that many of them have already found new jobs.
They're all about to stay. Until we have over 50 employees and. 99% of them have stayed, up until the end. We haven't really lost anybody.
That's beautiful, and that's the sense of family that you feel as a customer coming there. That's the sense of family that
we had. One person leave, and another person called us up and said, "Listen, I'd like to finish up with you guys. You know, and if you guys need somebody, I said, you just have an opening."
Wow, they wanted to be part of it.
That's the only one. You know, no one, not even the dishwasher out of the kitchen. You know, everybody's has stayed until today.
Yeah, well, that's
you know, managers, dining room people. So that's been unbelievable. And that's a touchy part too. You know that. The people that, you know, how they've stayed with us up until the end, up until, you know, we just about put the keys in the door.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful. Let me ask you something, because I guess I always assumed, Angelo, that your name, last name was Sabatino.
No.
But so where does that, that it's not, when, it's Pegney, but where does the name Sabatino's come for the restaurant?
When we bought the restaurant, number one, it's a money issue. We didn't have that much money. So, you know, you have to change the corporation. You have to change the name. You have to change the menus. You have to change everything else. So we figured a few months, we tried to get, the little money and together, and then we would change the name. And because there was no business at the time. And so... So we decided, and then business started getting better and better all the time. And then, you know, 6 months later, we were doing pretty good, and we decided just to leave it.
Oh.
And besides, My great-grandfather, his first name was Sabatino, so we said we're leaving in honor of him.
How about that? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Well, I wish you all of the best. As I say, I'm sad for all of us. I don't know where we're going to get the delicious food that we've enjoyed at Sabatino's all of these years, but I'm so happy for you and your brother, Enzo, and the entire staff there. They truly are like family, and I wish you all the happiness. Congratulations. Good luck getting through today. It's going to be emotional today.
Yeah, right. And thank you, Dean. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And, you know, as I told you last night, this means now I'm going to come to your house to eat.
That's quite okay. You know, my listen, I love cooking, so that's not, for me, it's a joy. It's not a chore.
Yeah, he thinks I'm joking.
No, I'm not either.
Angelo, it's been a pleasure to come to your restaurant. Congratulations on everything. And Merry Christmas to you and very Happy New Year. I know we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
One of the